When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What I'm looking forward to is just working the one day, just working Friday. Because then it's just like, hey, you're back from vacation. And then it's like, oh, the weekend. Do you know what I mean? It's going
to
be.
I did that when we all got COVID, pretty much. Like, I didn't mean to, but like, I came back just for a Friday. Like, that's what I could make it to. What the hell? I hate taking days off.
No, you got to read that email about items with no bids. For a bit on Wilmington.
Okay.
There's a big, long list.
Well, look, here's the thing. It is the Modern Rock Group Chat podcast. The issue is with, and by the way,
we about to talk about? Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm talking about, look, with the auction stuff on Bid on Wilmington, like, if you're listening to this 6 o'clock in the morning when it drops on Friday, at 8 p.m. Friday night is when Bid on Wilmington ends, most stuff's not going to get bid on until the last day.
Yeah, so, I think that's every year it does that.
It's every year like that. And it's just like we put on, when I put on comedy shows with tickets or any ticketed event.
Oh my God, I'm going through it right now.
Nobody buys anything here until it's like, oh dang, it's tomorrow? I better buy, like.
And we all know this, but we still shit ourselves every time. Yeah. It's like, I know.
That was the thing. Like, we have some comedy shows that I was hoping to announce on April 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we are near the end of April, still haven't announced yet. In reality, it's not a big deal because most people weren't going to buy tickets on April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, through the month of April, through the month of May, maybe most of June, and then people would buy tickets.
When's the show then?
The shows are July 5th and July 13th.
Oh,
yeah.
I was just thinking April 1st just because I was working on all this stuff in March.
Yeah, it would be nice to.
And I thought April Fool's Day comedy shows would be a nice little tie-in. But yeah, nobody buys stuff until like the week or two before.
Or the day of. I mean, that's what we just had happen was the day of. We sold out and then oversold, and I was like, this is scary, because you can't depend on this.
I gotta say, Amanda, from all accounts and things I've looked at, those Momedy shows you're putting on, you're getting good crowds.
So sweet. It's been so supportive. I'm so excited. I'm in utter disbelief every time. I'm just like, really? Like, when we sold over 10 tickets for the first one, I was like, do you understand? Or like, you've been in comedy. Where in Chicago, I was with Second City, and I would joke that we performed for twos and twos of people, because sometimes you would have an entire show set up. You'd be paying to rent the space. You have a whole showcase put together. We did improvised Sex in the City, for God's sake, right when the movie came out. We were recommended in the paper, and one time, we didn't have a show. We just used it as a rehearsal because nobody bought a ticket.
Wow.
Like, I'm used to that. So, like, now in Wilmington, people are just like,
oh, my God, you're showing up.
Yeah. Look, people are just like, where's your show? I want to see you. And then even the spaces are like, oh no, we'll just host you. And I'm like, what? I don't have to pay? This is amazing.
That's really cool. You better bring that kind of butts and seats for the show we're doing in May.
Oh, we are. Okay. We're so excited about it too.
My Slack stand-up show in May is on May 11th. Mm-hmm. And because I'm going to be on vacation for almost a week beforehand, and because it's the day before Mother's Day and Amanda does comedy, I was like, how about Slack stand-up show is the Momedy comedy show, and we do a full Mother's Day thing.
A full Mother's Day with your trip.
It's a takeover,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a takeover Slack stand-up show, so I don't have to book the show, which is awesome.
Are you going
to
be there?
Oh, yeah. I'll intro the show, be like, hey, thanks for coming out, and then kind of.
Basically going to run up and steal the mic and go, all right.
Throw it over to those people. We're recording,
Does she want to come in?
Do you want to come in real quick, or do you want to come in later?
We're recording.
We're recording the podcast right now. Do you want to be involved? No? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. What's going on here?
We got our Bid on Wilmington.
Oh, the Bid on Wilmington
stuff. That
needs
some love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Bid on Wilmington ends tonight as you're listening to this.
Yes.
8 p.m. Unless you listen to it on Saturday, then it ended yesterday, and you guys didn't make money Way to go. Get in on it.
And I've been saying it's about strategy, too, because if you find something you like, some of these places have multiple options on here. So it's not like just one gift card you're voting on. And I'm just going to say, as a lash girly myself, a set of lashes is around $250. You could get it for half off, $125, but there's four options on there to bid.
Okay.
So you've got different chances. If you've got a homegirl in your life you want to give some lashes to, that would be a really, really grateful present if somebody got me that.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I've been told that I have great lashes.
I know. I hate it. All guys have amazing, beautiful, doll lashes. My husband's lashes, I'm just like I looked at him one day after I got mine done. I was like, go to hell, dude. Like, you don't even need these. What are you using them for?
What's the weirdest compliment you've ever received from somebody?
Like a backhanded one?
Yeah, or, like, what you got?
Backhanded? Well, for example, for me... my dentist in Pittsburgh, he was doing something in my mouth, and I remember he was just like, man, he goes, the density of your jawbone, he's like, man, if they needed to pull, pull a bone out to like make fake teeth or whatever, he's like, you have so much in there. He's like, I can't, this is incredible. And I'm like,
okay,
cool. But what's funny is I'm getting implants in, and they had to drill into my mouth. Dr. Bode was drilling in.
Slack.
And on my right side, he's like, man, it's really hard. He's like, it's really dense. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, I know. I've been told that I have a really dense jaw. I don't. Only a dentist would notice that, or care.
Oh my
but
God.
Apparently my jaw is dense. So congratulations to me. But have you guys heard anything?
I've gotten a weird one.
I haven't.
Yeah.
No. None that I can remember. So.
Gotcha.
Just like, especially in a like bartending in Wrigley Field, people are already like four or five drinks in by the time they come to your bar.
Sure.
So they just say the weirdest. One guy was just like, did you used to be like morbidly obese? And I just looked at him. The only thing you can do is just kind of stare. And I was like, I'm what? And he's like, I'm just saying, he's like, the way you talk to people is like really kind and you give them time of day. And I was like, what in God's name? Like, I mean, I know bartenders are therapists, but I was like, where are you going with this? And then, like, I kept looking at myself afterwards going, like, do I have, like, is something sagging here? Like, what's going on? Like, what is this? Where did they get this idea?
I like that he's like, I've only seen really fat people be nice.
Yeah, that's
beautiful
pretty much
people,
it.
They're mean, which... look, I've known plenty of mean fat people before. I'm related to some of them. So it's not just a skinny people mean, fat people nice.
It's so bizarre. So bizarre. That's not fair.
I would have been thinking about that all day after that happened.
I still think about
it. I would have looked
it.
At myself in the mirror like, am I just, I would have done side
poses.
Oh,
that's what I was doing. I was like, was like, is something flapping that I don't like, are my arms, like, you know, when people have, I was like, what the hell is going on?
Did you used to be super fat? That's awesome.
It's like, well, yeah, I'm on my 600 pound life. Check out this episode. Which, by the way, love that show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I watched a little bit. My wife and I, we haven't caught up in a long time, but we watched a lot of season one of 1,000 Pound Sisters.
I love them.
Didn't one of them die?
Spoiler alert. I have no idea. I don't know.
I don't think one passed away. I think a relative did pass away. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if they
No,
have
one
not.
Is like doing super well. The other one, she's trying like hell. You know? Like it's hard.
Yeah.
But
you don't know how hard it is.
I love
they're
so sassy.
Absolutely iconic stuff.
Sassitude, girls.
I'm not much of a reality TV person, but that show is those two ladies are super fun.
You know what I hopped back on?
What's that?
Because of freaking TikTok. Mama June and Pumpkin and Alana, because it is going nuts. They have proven that Mama June stole all of Honey Boo Boo's freaking money.
Yeah, she called her out.
It was supposed to be in a Coogan account. Yeah. Because when you work as an actor as a child, the parents have to. It is federal law. They have to put 15% of whatever the kid makes away in this account that they can't touch till they're 18 years old.
Gotcha.
It's gone.
Because Mama June smoked it or something like that.
Yep. Yep. She bought it or something, and they have it. Like, the sad thing is, you find out how much she got paid with Dancing with the Stars. It was less than $60,000.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy. It's a lot of money, but when you think about it, if she's only booked one thing in like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's all gone. So it's just interesting to learn how much these things pay out. But yeah, TLC is my channel. I love that channel.
Oh man, yeah, I don't. A lot of that stuff, it makes me sad. My favorite shows with reality shows, I love The Lottery Dream Home. That's a good one.
With Jackson, the tattooed guy?
Yeah.
I love him.
I just love it because it's like, I won $1 million in the lottery. I'm looking for a house valued at $750,000. It's like, bro, you know you don't actually get $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Taxes.
Like that to me is always the most fun of just seeing people that are like, yeah, I want a house on the side of a mountain with 14 bedrooms. It's like,
You can get the timeline of the episodes. Like, you know, if it's an earlier season, if he doesn't have the neck tats, because they slowly spread around more. I love that they let him express himself, though. You know, he started designing crazy bedrooms for kids.
Okay.
So, like, for rich people that would be like, all right, my kid wants a Lego room. And he'd be like, all right, let's figure this out. Let's put it together. Dang. Yeah.
I just watch those shows just to, I guess, I'm trying to find. I just want to judge people. That's
yeah.
I just want to judge people.
Yeah.
I do it to get inspired. Like, no. I turn on Hoarders because that inspires me to clean my house. Turn on 600 Pound Life because, you know, if they can get the weights done, then I can walk for 20 minutes. Like, that's what I do. I have it on, you know,
so I
can get to work.
They inspire me to just leave the room.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I get quiet time, too, because nobody else in the house wants to watch it. There's, like, multiple levels of strategy here. I'm one of those people, like, I have to work with, like, a voice in the background, so it doesn't matter what it is, like, if it's a TV show or whatever. I like the shows that I can just have on just to have them on, you know?
My favorite show to have on just to have on is Deal or No Deal on Pluto TV.
Oh, my gosh.
Watching Deal or No Deal is so fun to watch people make terrible decisions. Though my favorite, and maybe this tells you how bad of a person I am, my favorite is one, this guy had, like, there were, like, 7 cases left. It started when you just pick one at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his family, like, talked him. They're like, you got to take the deal. You got to take the deal. So he takes the deal for like $100,000. And then the next case he gets rid of is like $1. So now the next deal would be $175,000. Then he gets another case, gets rid of. It was the $5,000 case. So now the deal's at $225,000. Then he gets rid of another case. It's the $10 case. And now his deal, he had the $1 million. And the whole time it just kept building and building and building. And the offers just kept going up and up. And I'm like, these people ruined your life, dude. You got $100,000, which again, nice sum of money. But bro, you had the million. Nobody has the million. You had it, and you let these idiots in your family every Christmas, every Thanksgiving. Tell you what, I'm not thankful for you.
Yeah.
You cost me a lot of money.
Well, you know, he came to the show with no money, and he left with $100,000. It's not that bad.
It's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, look. Maybe,
you know, if he would have went for that $1 million, he would have lost.
Maybe it's just the gambler in me. But, again,
if I came with nothing,
then whatever. I'm at least leaving with a penny. You know what I'm saying?
That's the difference between you and me. I made my first win on the betting apps. I cashed it, and I uninstalled it.
Yeah, have you bet? Have you done bets?
I've done some. I'm not doing great. I'm like minus. I'm like, it's so funny because I've really done a lot of just bonus bets.
Yeah.
And I've only put in like, I think I've put in maybe $150 total in, mm-hmm. and I've cashed out $100. So in my head, I'm down 50. But according to the apps, because of the bonuses and everything, it says I'm down like 200. But it's like, I can look at my PNC app,
okay.
and I know real money, I've only put 100 in, and or I've only put 150, and I cashed out 100. So to me, I'm down 50.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I don't really know how they're figuring.
Because it says I've gambler talk.
It says I've made like $1,200 worth of bets. And it's like, there's no way, other than with the bonuses, because they give you a ton of that kind of so. But, like, for Vegas, I'm going to Vegas at the end of April, and I've already discussed with my wife how much money I'm bringing for specifically for gambling purposes.
Yeah.
I'm bringing for gambling $1,000.
Yep.
That's the gambling
money. Very reasonable.
If I lose that in the first day, which I'm not going to because I'm not going to bet. I wouldn't bet it all on the first day. If I'm just chewing through money, then it's like, all right, we're pumping the brakes because we need to make this last. But I've already decided, like, that's the maximum amount mm-hmm. I'm willing to lose, and that's it. If I lose it all, that's fine. If I go home with $800, to me, it's like, hell yeah.
I gotta find this picture. Once I find this picture, wait a minute. Just keep on talking amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think Morgan is bringing like $100. She doesn't. Yeah. She's not really interested in the gambling. But
that's
the casino we're staying at is hooked to a mall that has a bunch like a Coach store and a Louis Vuitton store.
There you go. That's the shopping.
That's where she's looking.
Yeah, good for her.
This is why I don't gamble. And I got the picture to show you. The last time I went out to Vegas, I won a free trip. That's how much money I won.
2 cents.
2 cents.
New York.
I did. Oh. I won 2 cents, and I bet maybe like 40, and I was down to 2 cents, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to bet anymore. I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah.
My favorite gambling-related post I saw on the internet recently, and this guy was playing craps in Vegas, and he won like $30,000 or $40,000 playing craps. The table was on fire.
Holy.
And he posted a picture. There's all these $500 chips and just stacks of $5,000 banded up and stuff.
Yes.
And he's like, I've sequestered myself in my suite.
Yep.
And I'm not going down to the casino floor. And so, because he had like two more days left in Vegas.
I would have left.
He ended up in the comments. He said, update, I've booked an earlier flight. I'm leaving in the morning.
Hell yeah. I know. You got that much money. Leave.
Yeah. Like at that point, and I've told Morgan, like, if I hit like a jackpot or something, you know, like where they hand pay you, like if you win so much that you have to fill out a form and they'll pay you in hand in cash. I'm going to take her to the mall and we're going to buy.
No.
That's cute.
You get on a flight, you come back home.
I've got a flight already.
It doesn't get an earlier one.
No,
if you win a crap ton of money,
that is going to cost more money.
Nah, I'm
not doing that.
I'm out.
I'm going to stay.
All right,
I'm going to stay. I'm having a good time. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show before, but I don't like to talk about it on the radio because I don't want to disparage a business. But honestly, it's so comical how terrible the Sneeds Ferry Dairy Queen is.
Yeah, really? Talked about it before, yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's, again, post yesterday where they're just, they're out of ice cream. The ice cream machine is broken.
Like
how
McDonald's.
How do you have a Dairy Queen?
But here's the thing about McDonald's. They're known for their French fries. They're known for the cheeseburgers. And in addition, they do sell the occasional McFlurry. If the burger machine was down at McDonald's, we would be like, hey, guys.
What's the point?
Y'all got to make the double cheeseburgers and the Big Macs. Dairy Queen, I don't care if you have chicken tendies. I want to go in there and get the peanut butter cookie blizzard. That's what I want. And if you don't have ice cream, how do you not have ice cream?
Wait a minute, hasn't this happened before?
It happens
all the time.
Yeah, okay, like, you've told us this before.
Apparently, and one time the people were complaining and like the manager was clapping back at people. And somebody was like, how come you never have chocolate ice cream? And she said, we only stock chocolate ice cream during the summer season with tourists. So the chocolate ice cream is only good enough for all the out-of-towners to come in.
All right.
You know, I'm there 12 months a year. I can't get the chocolate. Why can't I have chocolate
ice
cream?
Give me the chocolate dipped in a cherry. That's so good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I try doing the dip. I can't. Like, it's just, it feels weird.
I love it.
I don't know. Also, as a dude, it's really weird to eat ice cream cones.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, the only time I'm...
Why? You make an eye contact with someone?
I'm normally
like,
getting
like,
blizzards,
problem?
But I don't want to be, like, driving home, and I'm at a stoplight, and I'm just going to town on a half and half cone.
What does somebody say about eating a banana?
Yeah.
Oh, got it. What do they say?
That was going
to
be weird.
No, you don't bring the banana to you. You bring your head to the... I can't remember what it was.
Oh!
It was really weird.
I think you got to break it in pieces.
I don't know.
I think that's the only problem.
The only thing about eating ice cream is a big pet peeve of mine that I would literally get up and walk away if I saw you do it. You have the ice cream on your spoon, and you put it in your mouth, and then when you pull it back out, there's still some ice cream there.
Oh, it's so gross. Oh. It's spit cream.
Sit there and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Same way.
I mean, I would just leave. I'm like, I'm out. I can't be around you. We cannot hang out. That is actually, I've broken up with somebody because of that.
What?
Yes,
you broke up with somebody.
I was sitting there. I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
I love
and
this.
She did it, and she was like, "This is how I eat ice cream. What are you weird?" And I'm like, "No, you're alone. Bye." And I left. I was like, "This no."
Tell her the reason?
Yes.
Oh my god.
There had to be underlying issues.
No, there was not. Just if you.
If I saw somebody doing that in front of me, I'm going to look at you. And if we're like friends, I will tell you, please don't do that. If you did it again, I'm like,
oh my God.
If y'all brought ice cream in here and did that, I would sit there and be like, that's it. I'm done. No podcast for me today. I'm out. I will walk. If everybody in this building started doing that, I quit. I'm out. I am not going to be around that. I can't do it.
Of all the things.
I will go to jail for that.
Holy
like,
cow.
If someone listens to this podcast and they see me out, you're hey, Jack, what's going on? F*** you, I'm kicking your ass. I hate that. I hate it. That's it. Now I'm all worked up. I got to calm down.
Jack, I've dumped people for stupid stuff, but I've never told them.
Why? I mean,
it's
okay.
What am I going to do? Be like, hey, your ears smell. It really freaking bothers me. I don't know why. Like, I don't think this is fixable.
Honestly, I feel like that's better because then if it's a weird reason you break up with somebody, then that person can go, that's fine. That person I was with was insane. So I dodged a bullet because this girl broke up with me because my ears smelled weird or because I ate a little bit of the ice cream off
you
the spoon and not
the whole
thing.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
It is kind of weird.
If you're putting it in your mouth, it better come out clean. That's what Jack's saying. No pause. Do you want to just end it there?
Hey, I go out on a high note, I guess.
I think that's
all right,
fine.
Guys. We're going to. I don't know.
I'm out.
I'm not going to say anything else.
I didn't used to be obese. I'm out. Okay.
That's how you lost all that weight.
God.
I'm so glad Valerie left.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.